Staying in Washington now and politics, there's been a lot of talk these days about the divisive nature of the political process and the toll it's taking on bipartisanship. That's what convinced Maine Senator Olympia Snowe, a moderate Republican, not to seek re-election. And here's Massachusetts Senator John Kerry talking recently about longtime Senate Republican Dick Lugar of Indiana, another moderate, defeated last week by Tea Party-backed candidate Richard Murdoch.
He was willing to reach across the aisle, which is the only way you get things done. So it's a great blow to that concept of bipartisanship, but we have to go on and we have to continue to do our work, and we will do so, but it'll be a huge loss to all of us.
So how do we measure bipartisanship? Kerry mentioned reaching across the aisle. Congressional Quarterly took a crack at analyzing that question by looking at how frequently lawmakers voted with their party or against it. Barney Frank, for example, he voted with the Democrats 96% of the time. Not surprising for the liberal stalwart. Glenn Johnson is politics editor at Boston.com. He wrote about this recently and joined us. Hi, Glenn.
How are you doing, Anthony?
Good to have you. So we heard Senator Kerry there lamenting the defeat of Richard Lugar, who he said reached across the aisle a lot. How often did that happen, according to Congressional Quarterly?
Well, they looked at votes throughout 2011, and they had Dick Lugar as siding with his party 86% of the time. Olympia Snowe, who Senator Kerry mentioned recently, was 57% of the time, and John Kerry himself was actually 96% of the time with the Democrats.
96%. So let's just go through those again. So Olympia Snowe really sort of jumps out as the person who is sort of the most willing to reach across the aisle. She did it 56% of the time, you said.
57%, yes.
Yeah. And John Kerry, 96% of the time, so not that much. What did the Congressional Quarterly find out about Scott Brown, who of course faces a re-election challenge?
Well, in this context, that was interesting because here John Kerry was talking in relation to Dick Lugar and in relation to Olympia Snowe that their loss was both not just experientially but also a blow to the bipartisan spirit. But Scott Brown was with the Republican Party only 54% of the time. And that was the second most bipartisan rating that they could give in that whole chamber. So he was second only to Susan Collins, another moderate from Maine, who sided with the Republican Party 52% of the time. So Scott Brown actually stacked up quite favorably to some of these other people that John Kerry was singling out.
So it's interesting looking at Kerry and Brown. Both extol the virtues of working across the aisle, but two very different records. Kerry, 96% of the time with the Democrats, and as you mentioned, Brown, the second most bipartisan senator in Washington. What explains this? Is it the fractured nature of the Republican Party or the fact that Democrats hold the Senate majority? What's your view on that?
Well, I think some of it in relation to John Kerry's score is Democrats trying to hold together in the face of the Republican minority challenge. And Republicans, in theory, are in the minority in the Senate chamber, but their unity has allowed them to block a lot of Democratic initiatives. So likewise, the Democrats have had to stay together to try and fight back. Secondly, from Scott Brown's perspective, there's a lot of Democrats that look at him and see him as having walked a very fine line, that he picks certain unimportant votes, casts them with the Democrats so that these kind of ratings come out more in his favor. And they look at bigger votes like Elena Kagan for the Supreme Court, or they look at I'm trying to think of another one, Don't Ask, Don't Tell, where he comes off the fence right at the end. And they're saying, these ratings are misleading when you look at how he actually legislates. Oh, the other one was the vote last week against the Democratic proposal to prevent student loan doubling, something that would obviously be important with all the academic institutions here in Boston.
And Glenn, voting records, of course, just one measure of bipartisanship. For instance, it doesn't necessarily reflect how much these lawmakers are working behind the scenes with other party members to hammer out legislative deals. How well do we know anything about how well, for instance, Kerry and Brown operate in that department?
Well, I think that, John Kerry was put on the super committee to try and work through the country's economic issues, spending issues. And so I think that whether or not they achieved success or not, I think that's testimony to his both seniority and his experience, but also his ability to work with members of the other party. He's the chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, so that would suggest some level of diplomacy. Scott Brown, you know, has racked up a couple victories here of late. You know, he was at the White House a couple times in a row to watch the president sign legislation that he actually pushed. So I mean, he helped get the Stock Act through, which prevents insider trading by members of Congress. He helped push through crowdsourcing, crowdfunding legislation, which allows investment to go forward. And so, you know, whether or not it's all personally attributable to him or not, I mean, as anything is with Congress, you know, people can claim some level of victory when it's their bill getting passed.
Sure. And when it comes to Scott Brown, he's going to be facing what we expect to be a fairly close race mm-hmm. against a challenge against from Elizabeth Warren. He does tout this idea of him being a Republican who is willing to vote against his party. He sort of has to do that in Massachusetts. But how important an issue is that with voters, in your view?
Well, I think there's a certain segment of the population that's very much behind her. There's a certain segment that very much likes him and what he represents, you know, lack of complete rigidity and ideology. There's a whole group in the middle that are still waiting to see how this race shakes out. There's a segment of that group that's not sure really whether he's just doing things for this two-year span here so he can get the safety of a six-year term and then do whatever he wants. You know, there's other people that look at him and say, wow, you know, is she going to be so far to the left and so partisan that we're going to give up the Republican counterbalance that he represents? So there's a lot of shopping still going on in this race.
Glenn Johnson is the politics editor for Boston.com. He was talking to us from Washington about partisanship in Washington and how we measure it. Glenn Johnson, thanks so much. Always a pleasure to have you. Stay with us up next, longer school days, how they can transform schools and high poverty communities, and how making them cost effective is a major challenge. I'm Anthony Brooks. Stay with us. This is Radio Boston.